When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, 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 what a time to be alive.
I agree. Do you think everybody's always said that throughout history? What a time to be alive. I reckon that someone's like, this time sucks.
I feel like this is worse because we seem to be facing the certain death of humankind.
Potentially. It's going to be fun.
I don't know. But then who knows? Maybe not.
I think you're only thinking that because we have sick children at the house in the house at the moment. Yeah, and we haven't had any sleep.
No.
And it's just ruining our lives.
God, I'm so tired. I literally had an hour and a half sleep last night. And I just don't – some people can – okay, before we get into this, dilly-dallying, hello, I'm James.
Hello,
there's
James.
Claire over there. We're married. And we do Suggestible Pod where we recommend you things. And sometimes we like to also air our grievances about our general lives.
We love it. And you don't, but we do it anyway.
We do. I know. So I only had an hour and a half sleep last night. And some people can function on like a whiff of a fart of sleep. I need a good solid 8 hours or become a crazy person.
Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. I'm terrible with no sleep. You know, there are very few people that exist. They can do like 2 or 3 hours and it is like a full night's sleep. They just don't have to sleep.
I had an old boss who was like that. I
love that.
And also my friend Laura is also like that.
I would pay for that. I would pay a lot of money to like do that to my brain.
But you'd also have like 4 or 5 hours of
extra time.
Just over your lifespan, that is a lot of time.
Mm.
I need at least 8 hours and like quality sleep.
I need 12.
Yeah,
I'm like the opposite.
You need even more sleep than me. Though you can handle broken sleep, it seems to me.
A little bit more, yeah.
Yeah,
to a point. And then it breaks me. Breaks me in half.
Oh, that explains the white hair.
It does. I mean, that's genetic, but it's probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
If you look at me like the year before we had kids and the year after, there's a significant difference in the way that I look. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, your face is slowly crumpling.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like a raisin. It was a smooth grape. Now it's a raisin.
Well, my skin still looks radiant.
You do have good skin.
I do have good skin, mate. I mean, look, not much else going for me, but the skin's good.
Exactly.
I sometimes think it is really strange that we're just like skin sacks of bone and meat.
Yeah, and just water.
Walking around in water. And like, what else? And this really struck me when I had a baby. I've had two babies, guys, just to brag. Oh, God. Anyway.
Just a humble brag,
Just a humble brag, or you can commiserate with me. No, I'm very lucky. I know how lucky I am. They're gorgeous. However, it really struck me when I was pregnant just how little control I have over my own body. Because so many of the function your body does, it's not like you're going, okay, lungs, now inflate. Okay, heart, keep on pumping.
Yeah, exactly. It just does it.
It just does it. Like most of the functions in our body just happen without us, without our control.
I read something really
so strange.
I read something kind of like that kind of fucked me up a bit where it's like if your body is sick and there's something wrong with it, like it won't tell you often. Like it's like, do you know what I mean? It's not like you've got like a brain tumor and you can remove it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like it doesn't – like it knows that there's something there but it doesn't tell you.
Well, it's what? Like it doesn't say, James, there's some things going haywire in here.
You should be able to have like a weekly meeting with your brain where you discuss all the functions that you don't have direct control over.
That would be good.
Inside out, except it's your body.
Yeah, your health.
Or whatever.
I think that's why you really have to tap into your like intuition around that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I
know a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. No, but also I've had friends who've diagnosed themselves or at least know, not necessarily like exactly what they have, but kind of picked up very early that there's something not right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you can definitely tune into your body more and notice when things are slightly
skewed. You're
good with
that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then going in and just getting it checked. And sometimes it's nothing, but usually there's something going on.
It's why a bunch of people die as well. They're just like, I was sick for 20 years and I died all of a sudden. It's like, no, because you were sick for 20 years.
By a bunch of people, do you often mean men?
It's men. It's like men old men.
Yeah, I mean, women live a lot longer. And I think some of that reason, and obviously, not hashtag not all men, hashtag not all women, hashtag people who've of all different genders and persuasions and all the things. I do think that there is something in listening into your body, you know?
Sure.
Like really, and then picking up on things very quickly.
And then not really telling you.
Yeah.
It's like, something's up, but I don't want to spoil it. Anyway, speaking of listening to your body.
Yes.
People should listen to our bodies with their bodies as we tell them about the things that we recommend
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know your ears are just drumming away with their drums.
That's right, yeah.
And they're brum, brum.
May I start with my first recommendation?
You certainly can. Thank you for asking so sci-fi, kindly and sweetly.
It's the sci-fi original series Resident Alien. It stars Alan Tudyk.
Just for something different, am I right? For one time, I would like you to suddenly recommend an Elizabethan period drama.
Fine. Actually, my second suggestion, you're going to be like, wow, that's actually well out of your wheelhouse, and I'm very impressed.
I thought you were going to say wee house. That's well out of your wheelhouse. Imagine if you just had a wee house.
The people did have a wee house. It's called an outhouse. It's not a common.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we had
like a holiday house. You know this. It wasn't really a holiday house. It was a shack that we'd go to, and I'd scream the entire time how much I hated it. That had an outhouse. I hate it. I'm like, why are we here? They're like, because that's the country. And I'm like, country fucking sucks. Straight up.
That's why you'll never go camping with us.
Because
you just spent so much time in the bush throwing rocks at kookaburras.
Why would I sit in the dirt when I could sit in a chair? Anyway, it stars Alan Tudyk is the resident alien. I got this picture because I know you won't remember him.
Yes. So yes, correct. I know exactly. I remember him from A Knight's Tale.
He is from A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, that's one of my fave moves.
I couldn't – you know what? I should have picked that one because I couldn't think of a movie that you would have seen him in because he's the robot in Rogue One and he's in Firefly.
I've seen Firefly.
I know, but you don't –
I won't
be like,
remember it.
I wouldn't be like he's the pilot Wash from Firefly.
Look, I have a very small window of
memory. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I brought up – but I should have – Heath Ledger movies, I should have known that.
Yeah, I know Heath Ledger movies,
I think,
mate.
That was the first Paul Bettany movie or the mainstream one at least. Now he's Vision.
I know.
Vision.
He's so excellent. He's great in that too. It turns out, spoiler, imaginary friend or something in A Knight's Tale, isn't he?
No.
Oh, no. I've mixed two movies not together.
Not at all.
He's really not.
You're thinking of A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. Those like aren't even close.
But he's in that, right? And he's an imaginary friend.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Maybe not a friend, but like an imaginary figment of his mind.
Yeah, of
But you, because, you know, it does that whole thing where you never see him and Kate Winslet or whoever's in that movie.
But you know what's interesting about that movie? That pioneered something that I love. It's writing math on glass. You know how you always see it in shows?
Yeah.
I think that movie started writing math on glass.
Is that in The Mentalist?
Probably. It's in the show Numbers. Anyway, I got to talk about this.
Yes.
Alan Tudyk, Sarah Tomko, Alice Wetterland, and it's based on the comic of the same name created by Peter Hogan and Steve Parkhouse. So it's about an alien who crashes in remote Colorado. He's stranded. His ship is scattered, right? He kills a doctor who's played by Alan Tudyk and takes his place, like morphs his body into him. And then he becomes a resident of this town. And a murder draws him out. And they think he's like a regular doctor, so he becomes like the town doctor. But he's an alien. He doesn't know what he's doing. And Alan Tudyk is like excellent at this, playing like a weird mishmash of like a... like an alien pretending to be a man. Like he's a man playing an alien pretending to be a man. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
does. And just the mannerisms and the facial expressions and like the cadence which he adopts of this. It's really quite funny. So it ends up being like he's kind of solving crimes and he's learning humanity and he's trying to like repair his ship and build this doomsday device which could like wipe out everybody on the planet. He's like incredibly intelligent, but he's also like a massive idiot. So it's like it walks the line.
He would be excellent at playing
that. Oh, he's fantastic. Because he also played the robot in iRobot. Have you ever saw the movie iRobot?
Yes, I have seen the movie iRobot. Yeah.
See, it's also got a little bit of depth to it, Claire. A little bit, because it talks about like there's adoption and there's a bit of heart to it, you know what I mean? It's about finding humanity. And the other thing is, and this is kind of something that seems like it's borrowed from Invader Zim, a show that I talked about like a while ago that you definitely don't remember. In his he's transformed into a human, but one in a million people can see him in his real alien form, which you do like get flashes of like quite a bit.
What is his alien form?
I'll have to find
that fascinating.
A picture. And
oh, I see. He looks like
it's quite terrifying. But anyway, so one in a million people can see him as is, because he's a monster. Mm-hmm. And there's a boy in town who can see him. Who knows? And he's like, he's an alien. And everyone's like, you're crazy.
Calm down, little, yeah, little man.
Don't be silly. You're being ridiculous. But he's the only one who can see him, which is like an Invader Zim storyline. He's got like a little boy nemesis in it. But, yeah, it's good. Grab a hold of it,
Where can you grab it from?
On Sci-Fi. So if you're in Australia, you'll need a VPN. But wherever else you are.
But, hey, you can get an express VPN.
Exactly.
Works a treat.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Correct.
What are you recommending?
All right. Okay. So I just before I recommend the fun. Well, it's not fun. Well, it's a good page turner of a book that I'm going to recommend.
I love books.
I also wanted to just say what I'm actually consumed with at the moment.
Oh, doubt.
In the last week.
Fear, anger.
Fear, sadness, rage. Actually, rage.
Mm.
Because most of what I've been consuming this week is just media around what's happening in our Parliament House currently at the moment. And I should preface this by saying that some of the stuff I'm about to say, again, references sexual assault and misconduct. So if you find that difficult, please skip over this little section. Basically, I want to say that the reporting that is being done by so many incredible female journalists in Australia at the moment, Louise Mulligan is one of them. Particularly in there's an ABC show called Four Corners.
I think people don't know what you have to name the specific incident, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting to
it. Oh, sorry. I thought you.
I just wanted to recommend Four Corners as a really excellent piece of Australian journalism if you're interested in what's happening politically. And the news of this is actually going across the world now.
Right.
Well,
that's good.
We've discussed briefly, I think, and I wrote about this in my newsletter. There's a woman called Brittany Higgins who was a staffer in Parliament House who was raped. And she came out about a month ago to disclose what happened to her publicly because it was just basically covered up. And it happened about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Prime Minister has just made a whole lot of false steps around this and claims he had no idea that this even happened. And it's clear that they wanted it swept under the rug because it happened just around the time of when the PM was about to call the next election.
Yes.
Anyway. It started there and it's just escalated. And what's clear, and I won't go into all the horrible details of all the things that have been uncovered, one of which is that our Attorney General, who is like the highest lawmaker in our parliament, has been accused of a rape when he was at university.
Yes.
No, at high school, actually. Mm. I should correct that, in high school. And that's just a horrible story in and of itself. And he's taken the time off, and now it's come out that he's trying to sue the national broadcaster for defamation.
Shock.
Anyway, and there's been so much rumor and speculation, and also really great
journalism. So they didn't make the allegations. They weren't like
no, they didn't. Yeah. No. Mm. The friends of the woman who has since passed away.
Yeah.
Sent a letter into the Parliament House outlining what had happened to her allegedly. Anyway, I don't want to get too much into the nitty-gritty, but what it's slowly uncovering is this horrible culture in Parliament House. It's so hard to watch and it's so enraging, and I think the women of Australia at the moment are just so sick of seeing report after report of staffer after staffer, PM, minister after minister coming out to say that the culture in Parliament House is toxic for women and that there's just so much misogyny and sexist behaviour, lewd behaviour that's come out. And it's just so – I can't even explain how enraging it is. There's a hashtag now going around called Enough is Enough. And I just – maybe this makes me naive, but I just cannot believe what a toxic environment that place is for women at our highest echelons of power in this country. And it just – it infuriates me that we are where we're at with climate change and with the way that so many sectors have been disregarded. You know, we have a major problem with aged care facilities and the problems with the pandemic. And I know we're a very, very lucky country in so many ways, particularly in the way that the pandemic has been handled.
Not from the federal level, but yeah.
Yeah, not from the federal level. And this is talking about the federal level of parliament. But I can't, every time I try and watch something else, I end up just going into this spiral of like reading and watching and listening to more and more women voicing what's happened to them at Parliament House while they're like, I was listening to Tanya Plibersek, who was the shadow minister for women, because the minister for women called Brittany Higgins a lying cow.
Yes.
So, and refused to come out. So I went to the March for Justice. That was a march for women across Australia. Over 100,000 people showed up, men and women, for that. Survivors and just like these incredible people standing up. Grace Tame, who is our Australian of the Year, was a sexual abuse survivor, and she is just speaking out so clearly, and her voice is just resonating. And I'm so incredibly in awe of her, as well as Brittany Higgins and these incredibly brave young women who are standing up and saying enough is enough and this isn't okay. It just, like, I'm still so shocked by all of it though. Like I hadn't realised how horrible it was, really, because I've grown up in a, you know, private girls' school, and then I worked as a teacher, so that was a predominantly female profession. So I just really, and I had glimpses of this behaviour.
Of course, yeah.
But I hadn't really seen the kind of toxic environment that some workplaces can be for women. But I listened to Tanya Plibersek, the shadow Minister for Women, talking today on a podcast, and she has been working in politics since the 1990s, and she's just such an incredibly calm, wonderful advocate who seems like a genuinely lovely person. You know how often you see politicians and you think, oh, they might be...
It feels disingenuous. You're
disingenuous.
Maybe, yeah.
She just seems like a really intelligent, wonderful, warm person who's been working her whole life in public service. And she was saying how sad she is that she's been working in Parliament since 1990, when Julie Bishop and other members of Parliament, there was kind of an influx. Julia Gillard, who was our first female Prime Minister, all came in at the same kind of time. And she's just so devastated that we're still no further.
No, it feels the same as it always has been.
Yeah, she says like the environment for women in Parliament House has got to the point where every day of the election campaign, all of the women, like MPs, just expect that the signs up for them will be graffitied, that they will receive rape and death threats in the post, online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just blew me away in itself, that like literally every day in the morning when they get to Parliament House, they have people going around cleaning off the signs that they've put up for their ministry, you know, for their next election.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Because they're just defaced, basically, with like, and you know, there was a report of an MP pushing over a pregnant woman.
Who did that?
Sorry? MP. There was a pregnant MP. She didn't disclose who, but she said there's a pregnant MP who was pushed over by a male politician in Parliament House, and she sees that guy every day. She knows who he is. And that it occurs.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that kind of stuff is like so rife. Like, I mean, the stuff that's come out recently. Anyway, I didn't want to end up this in a massive rant. No, I actually have a book to recommend. But it's just that's all I'm thinking about at the moment, and so many women that I know in my life are thinking about as well. It's just such bullshit. Like, why do we have to put up with this? It's not that we want special treatment. We just don't want to have, like, for example, and this isn't for little ears, someone jizz all over a female MP's desk, which is what came out yesterday, and film it. Send it to his mates. Or Julia Bishop, and say whatever you want. She's a conservative politician in Australia, but she is a bloody good politician and very skilled. She could have easily been the next PM, but she was thwarted and basically pushed out of politics by a group of WhatsApp guys called the Big Swinging Dicks. Like, that's genuinely a WhatsApp group of, like, the best and brightest that we have in Australian politics. Are you fucking serious?
I bet they don't have big swinging dicks either.
Yes, I know. Exactly. I've grossly overestimated their own abilities. Anyway, okay, rant done. Isn't it enough, don't you think? Like, isn't it time that kind of bullshit
It is. It's like, it's the same culture that it's always been. It hasn't changed. There's like the illusion of change. And they'll get in like the occasional person, like you'll see like a Julia Gillard or somebody pop up, but there's no actual change.
But the way Julia Gillard was treated was just absolutely horrendous. And Tanya Plibersek was saying there was the media then did this whole thing where whenever the Labor women stood up to try and speak out about the behaviour that Julia Gillard, our first female Prime Minister and only female Prime Minister, and the way she was treated, they called them the handbag brigade or something, and like set. So they, because the media loves to pitch women against women, right?
Yeah.
And make it a cat fight, whereas like men argue and are on different, you know, have different opinions all the time, and it's never called.
I know
that.
Someone at the Herald Sun that I haven't spoken to for like a while. But he told me at the time that like their boss said, like, we're just going to go after her. We're just going to like unrelenting.
Why? Because what, the papers will sell?
It's all linked. It's all like, and it's all Murdoch run. And
I'm naive. I just didn't think that there was a big contingent of men that didn't want women in leadership.
Well, it makes sense when you look at the numbers. You look at the numbers alone.
Yeah. But what's interesting is quotas were brought in. So, you know, like a mandatory or a target for how many women they want in the party, right? And for Labor, they brought in those quotas. And it's incredible. It's almost at 50% now. Yeah. And Tanya Plibersek was saying it really has – there's still problems.
Of course.
But it's definitely changed the culture. You just see there's way more women there.
Yeah.
It just makes so much difference when you – and more people of more diverse backgrounds and, you know, makes so much difference.
I think, like, things like this happening is what pushes people
because
for change.
She was saying back when she got into politics, the Liberal Party, which is our Conservative Party, and the Labor Party – both had a quarter of the like number of MPs were women. Now it's almost half Labor are women, and because the coalition still doesn't have quotas in place, there's still only a quarter of women. It hasn't changed.
Of course.
Anyway, okay.
Good stuff. Anyway, done. You got a book to recommend, Claire?
I do. It's called The Wife and the Widow. It's by Christian White. Set against the backdrop of an eerie island town in the dead of winter, The Wife and the Widow is a mystery thriller told from two perspectives. Kate, a widow whose grief is compounded by what she learns about her dead husband's secret life. Abby, an island local whose world is turned upside down when she's forced to confront the evidence that her husband is a murderer. But nothing on this island is quite as it seems, and only when these women come together can they discover the whole story about the men in their lives. It's a page turner. Look, it's not going to change your life, but
well, man. I want something that's going to change my life. Why are you bringing this up? My next one's going to change your life. I've really dug deep.
But I really enjoyed it, and it's just really gripping, and it's great escapism, particularly from my ranty anger that I'm feeling currently. Aren't you enraged?
Yes, Claire, and I feel your rage every day when you yell at me for at least an hour. You take an hour of my day to
you're the to only yell one at me. Here.
You could yell at our children.
He doesn't understand. I'm not going to yell at our child.
I don't understand. No, of course I am. But it's like, it's just, and I don't mean to be like, it's just the way it is. But it's just always been like this. And there's more things coming out.
But things are changing though.
Things are changing. Things, I agree.
Absolutely. I don't think it's enough to say, like, society
that's what
is
I'm saying.
Progressing.
I'm
it's
not,
just not progressing.
I agree. Society is progressing, but these people are not.
It's only been 100 years since the first woman was elected into Australian Parliament, Edith Cowan.
Yeah, and how many have there been?
I don't know. Fucking, what, in total?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, that's incredible. 100 years is not that long.
No, it's really not.
Anyway, all right, over to you. What's your
next
recommendation?
I meant how many have there been, and, like, this wouldn't be a lot. Not like, yeah, but how many are there now? I mean, like, there haven't been many.
What, over the 100
yeah,
years?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of women.
Comparatively?
But not comparatively, obviously. I think the other problem is it's just one type of man in there as well.
It's the same fucking dude
when you
every
look question
fucking
time.
Time.
And I think a lot of, like, I think the UK has this problem too. It's this upper echelon, a private schoolboy that's been in the same privileged kind of environment.
Push my buttons now, Claire. Because I fucking hate this fucking person that you see them everywhere. They're fucking everywhere and they run everything and they're the worst. And it's not to say if you go to
a
private school.
And this is a massive generalisation.
Yeah, of course, because I'm friends with people who went to, like, very nice private schools.
And I'm usually always about empathy, but
there
I'm just in a very big rage spiral.
There is this
today.
Sense of, like, privilege and, like, I deserve this kind of – and you see it. Like Scott Morrison is an absolute fuck-up and he's always been a massive fuck-up and he's just fucked his way up the chain of command. Like, and he – remember that Where the Bloody How Are You campaign that completely tanked our fucking tourism industry?
Yeah.
He did that. He made that.
Yeah.
That's the then,
but that's like that's the whole Boris Johnson effect.
Yeah, failing
up. Failing up. And that's why this whole idea of women not doing quotas for the amount of people in Parliament because of merit, and it should only be based on merit. And I think I used to think it should just be based on merit. Well, that is a total farce, because clearly there's unconscious bias. People hire people that remind them of themselves. So if it's all old school boys up there,
exactly,
they're going to hire a young bloke that reminds them of them when they were coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, cool.
You know,
love it.
It's not on merit. And that's why you get people failing up.
Of course it's not. And the people make the excuse of like, well, it's really the best person for the job and whatever. And that's not how it's framed at all. It's exactly what you said. It's people hiring mates or people. Like, it's like your dad, you know someone whose dad knows somebody or whatever the fuck.
That's like the Attorney General Christian Porter could say when he was 17 that he was going to one day be Prime Minister. And with certainty, and he was almost right.
He really was.
Because the Attorney General is like one of the most powerful people in the country. So
he probably, I say probably because he probably won't be now, but if this didn't come out, there's a very good chance he would have.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, what are we doing?
It's all allegedly, by the way. I don't want to get sued. However, all right, so if you got another recommendation.
I mean, we say allegedly, but there's a lot of things. So I would say, some of that would probably be true, wouldn't it?
Oh God! Don't get us sued.
I didn't say which parts.
All right.
But anyway.
Anyway,
you going to love this, Claire? I did this just for you.
All right.
My son and I have finished Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, which I may have talked about on the show before, but we finished it today. I just want to talk everybody through this game. Okay.
All right.
So for those who don't know, Super Mario 3D World is a re-release of an old game from the Wii U era. And because the Wii U wasn't a massive selling platform, not a lot of people play this game, including me. So they just re-released this game recently with an additional bonus content, that being Bowser's Fury. If you've got kids, if you've got young kids and you want to get them into video games, this is the perfect game for you to play with them, because it's something you can kind of guide them through and teach them and get their skills better while you kind of mostly run things. Because it plays like a traditional Mario game, but it's four player. You've played as well, Claire.
I have.
And you make your way through a level, through fairly linear stages. And because there's more than one of you on screen, you can kind of drag a person along while they burn through all your lives and power-ups and ruin the experience for you. That's essentially how it works. But it's basically, it's good at hand-holding somebody and getting their skills up in video games and playing stuff together. And then after you finish the game, we don't have to, you can play it at any time. There's also Bowser's Fury, which is a small open world section of the game, which is a little bit more unforgiving. The second player is you're floating around on a little thing and you're hitting things with a paintbrush and there's not as much control. But it's a great. We've just finished it. It's a great game to play with kids if you've got kids, or even if you don't. It's just a really good game.
I agree. It's beautiful. The graphics are really great. It's really fun.
It's fun.
I worry it's a gateway drug into like video game addiction. But we're now on the train.
Yeah. Video game addiction is real. But it's just about managing your time with it.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It is. Our son has just bloody loved every single second of it, because he's basically you as a child.
It's also good for, not endurance, what's the word? Persistence.
Persistence, that's true. Yeah. Resilience and persistence.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And he has a lot of persistence. Yeah. And teamwork, actually.
Yeah, it's teamwork as well. Yeah.
And dexterity with
and
the
thumbs.
And
we use a lot of encouraging language and stuff. We don't yell at each other. It's all right,
Yeah.
Which is very tempting to do. It's just like, just do the just do it like I did it. But it's great. Anyway, what do you got? Is that it?
All right. No,
I knew you'd love that. That one was just for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great. It calmed down my
Super
nervous
Super Mario
system.
3D World plus Bowser's Fury. Also, if you want to get Super Mario All-Stars, that's going to be the 3D one. That's going to be removed from the Nintendo eShop on March 31st, along with Super Mario.
All right, okay. Don't push it, mate.
Can I go
on now? I've got a recipe.
Oh, a recipe.
I know. Okay,
is it
so
for
I had
hate and bile?
I know. So my recommendation was like a fun sort of gripping book to read, and then a recipe for hummus. I went on a political rant.
I think you should do the book again next week, because I have no idea what that was about. You're just like, it's good, I guess, whatever. And I've got no sense of what it was like at all. I think you can bring it back
it's
next
just
week.
Because like all I watched Q&A as well, which if you're in Australia, is on ABC iView, and if you have an ExpressVPN, you can watch. But there was a really great discussion about all the things that are happening, particularly for women at the moment, and consent and a whole lot of things.
Yep.
Anyway, and if you're a woman out there like me, and I know there's like a lot of stuff that's been happening in the UK as well with the death of Sarah Everard, just a lot of things. Yeah. Also, our hearts go out to people in the US at the moment because there are a couple of shootings over there recently. Just like the world just feels kind of scary. So
yeah, it's pretty
let's
good.
All make some hummus.
Let's all make some hummus.
This is my recipe for hummus.
My recipe for hummus is buy some hummus. I've written that here.
All right. Okay. So 2 cans of chickpeas and you drain them and then keep a little bit of the liquid. Mm. 1/3 of a cup of tahini.
Tahini.
3 cloves of fresh garlic.
Fresh garlic.
2 lemons juiced. Parsley, 2 spring onions, black pepper, just a dash, and cayenne pepper, just a dash. Then you put it all into a blender and you blend it up and you pop in a little bit of olive oil until it's kind of smooth.
A smooth consistency, would
yes,
you say?
Yes, correct. Now, the level of parsley ratio is controversial. My friend Jane gave me this recipe and she puts in like a whole bunch because she likes her hummus green.
That's crazy. Jane, if you're listening, which you're not, that's crazy.
I know. Correct. Exactly. I like a little bit of parsley. So I would say like maybe a half a bunch of parsley and some salt. Don't forget the salt.
I agree.
That's key. And that's it. Sometimes you can also sprinkle a little bit of paprika on at the end or what have you. But it's a delight and I love it. I haven't made it in a while because we have kids and who has time for anything?
It is bomb.
But it's delicious.
Yeah.
And you can have it with your veggie sticks. You can spread it on your toast.
Whenever I buy hummus, you're like, you know, I could just make hummus. I'm like, we don't have time to be making hummus.
I know.
Stop kidding yourself. No, I'm going to buy this big bucket of hummus. I'm going to eat it over a month and a half.
No, but like, I love my homemade hummus. It's just
good. It's very good.
I never have
You probably
time
use a
to
bit more
it.
Salt.
All right.
Who's ringing your phone?
Oh, it's my mother. All right. That's it from me this week. All right, James, did you know that you can email Suggestible with your suggestions?
Oh, I actually didn't know that. That's interesting.
You absolutely can.
What do you got for us this week?
So this week I have a voice recommendation.
A voice recommendation?
I know, from David Carter.
I recommend the voice James Earl Jones.
I recommend not listening to your voice.
Oh,
no, I
come
do.
On,
I
mate.
Love you. I love your voice. I hear it all the time. We live together. yes, if you too would like to send in a voice recommendation, just record it in the voice memo app on your phone and then send it on over.
Pachoo.
Pachoo. All right. Are you ready to listen? I love it. I love hearing voices from people all over the world. It's like, it's so cool. Our listeners
thank
are
God.
The best.
Look at this, Claire.
They're so cool.
They cancelled the Bunnings sausage sizzle thing for our son's school, which is such a relief because now I don't feel bad for not wanting to do it.
Is that the right?
No, Claire, okay. I'm trying to
I'm
be community.
Sure our
I'm trying to be
really
community minded. I'm trying to be community minded.
Great. Hey, James, who are you kidding? Who are you kidding?
Very community minded nowadays.
You're trying.
I care about things and issues.
It's not true, but you do. Do you? Who knows? Okay, let's listen to David.
Yes.
Shumai, Claire and James from currently sunny Wales.
Oh my God.
I'd like to recommend Hinterland. It's a murder mystery detective series set in Wales featuring characters speaking in both Welsh and English. And I love it because it's a properly positive portrayal of the language. No hack jokes about, oh, is that where you speak to your sheep and all that. It also features some stunning scenery of Aberystwyth, where the series is set, and is a properly good thriller. I think it's on Netflix. It definitely is in the UK, but if it isn't, get on the good old ExpressVPN. And I'd also recommend not spilling tea on a white jumper. Anyway, thank you very much for all your support and recommendations, really, throughout the time of the podcast. It's really helped me, what with leaving university, starting a job, my dad's chemotherapy, all that good stuff. So, yeah, a massive diolch.
What was that last word?
Diolch.
Diolch. What does that
mean? Which means thank you very much.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
I hope
your dad gets better as well. I've seen Hinterland pop up.
I've watched it actually.
And?
It's right up my alley.
Yeah,
bloody
I was
going to
say,
it.
You love this murder
yeah,
mystery
Yeah, yeah, I love it. And it's sort of quite gloomy and, yeah, set in Wales and it's beautifully. The landscape is just incredible.
Update on the sausage sizzle. Great email, by the way, voice mum. I loved it.
I know, wasn't it? Also, sorry about your white jumper. That sucks. I
yeah,
hate when that
sucks.
Happens.
That was the saddest thing from that email, obviously. That's what I took away from
no,
it.
No, I'm also thinking about your dad too.
Yeah,
hope
absolutely.
He's going all right.
Yeah.
Sending you lots of love.
The sausage sizzle was cancelled due to lack of family support. Now I feel really terrible.
I'm
going to email and say I will, if it's back on, I'll do it.
Oh, no, we really should
And now
done
I have
it.
To do it because I said I would.
I know. And we didn't go to the the bumblebee, the working
bee. We were going to, both our kids got sick.
I know. We've had the worst.
I'd get there and
days.
They'd be like, what trades do you have? And I'd be like, nothing.
Just, yeah, you got really nervous. You're
point me at some soil and I'll roll in it.
I even missed our son's parent-teacher interview today.
You are crushing it. Oh, we are. Oh, God. Are
the last 4 days, what
moment.
A nightmare. Okay, anyway, obviously we are very lucky to have a nice, safe, warm home to be staying in at the moment. And I'm sending love out to anyone, especially if any of our listeners are in Sydney in the flash flooding that's happening.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, there's another terrible thing going on.
Goodness gracious.
Guys. Do you know, though, you can? Do you know if you
just
want,
make some hummus? It'll make you feel
just
better.
Buy some. Just buy some. It's easier. Did you know? Because you're gonna have to go to the store and buy a bunch of ingredients anyway. So just buy like a natural hummus. And
but you don't
listen
understand.
To me. Listen
no,
to me, Claire.
No, stop.
You stop.
You've forgotten. The point of
cooking is
about
the
making.
Can you stop repeating?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. I can't handle it anymore. I'm gonna explode in a ball of rage, and that's going to be the news headlines tomorrow. Will be like, everyone's really angry at Parliament House, but did you hear the woman that actually imploded for rage?
Suburban wife goes supernova, engulfing the entire planet.
Maybe I'll create some kind of new energy force field, and then we can power everything with by a supernova, and we don't have to use any more fossil fuels.
Idea.
And then we'll stop having mass disasters and,
then
Elon Musk
can take credit for that. He'd be like, I actually drove that woman insane. It was actually
yeah,
me.
That is absolutely what would happen. A woman would self implode, killing herself while also saving the planet, and then some dickhead bloke would walk in and be like, well, actually, I've invented something that will definitely save everything, and it was all for me.
I did it. Bloody anyway, here's my hint for hummus.
Also, not all men, I love men. I'm sorry. I feel like I've got very angry.
No, and people. I think people know that. I think if you write it and say "not all men," it's probably you. Like people know that.
I know because most blokes I know.
Of course
are
they are.
Really
most
great.
People I think are genuinely good people. It's just that a lot of people who run shit are terrible.
Just seems that way at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's true either. There are some really lovely people in leadership, but
course.
I just feel like.
There's but look, if anyway. if you want to do a fancy hummus, but you don't want you get a pretty good hummus, and when you put it in a separate dish, put a little bit of olive oil in it so you can see it on the top, and then sprinkle on some paprika, and just be like, oh, I made this, and people won't even know, mate. They're gonna be like, this is incredible. And you're like, yeah, I made this, and they're not gonna know. They're not gonna know you faked it and you've made it.
You know who'll know? Your wife, because I know.
You just rat me out. You'd be like, you didn't make this.
You do that sometimes. You surprise whenever we have guests over, you like vanish into the kitchen and appear with like fancy upped hummus and some cheese and crackers.
Fancy it up, mate. And then people are like, oh my God.
And
like,
even some veggie sticks.
Yeah, and like the trick is minimal effort. That's my trick. Anyway.
And I also think then you feel like you can just vanish. Without
that's right.
And
then I'm like, I've done my duty. Now I'm going to sit in a cupboard on my phone.
Play Mario 3D that's World. Right. Plus Bowser's Fury. My God, the amount of times I hear our son just singing that song. It's driving me insane. And I say, are you going to play Mario, Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury? Oh, my God.
Hey, man, review the show. It's easy as this. You open your app and your phone and you review it. You can do it in app. It's as easy as that. It's like faking a hummus recipe. Like Maddie Tyree says.
Recipe.
No, it's what I would do. It says, the most successful show, Maddie says. Claire and James never cease to bring silly stories, relational banter and amazing reviews. Claire has expanded my views on many topics. Thanks for the amazing podcast to walk to, Maddie T. Brackets, official dog walker of the pod?
Totally. You can be the official dog walker. Thanks, Maddie T. What a ledge.
What a ledge. All right, next week, same show that we did.
same place.
Maybe angrier.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe.
And if you've got recommendations, send them in, mate. Voice memos, regular things,
correct.
whatever you got going on. Let us know what you thought of the Snyder Cut of Justice League. Let us know.
God, why would we even – why? I don't even – why?
You going to watch it?
No.
It's only 4 hours. If you've got time to make hummus, you got time to watch the
Snyder Cut. My favourite commentators, Annabelle Krabs, tweeted this funny thing about the guy that, like – did the business all over someone's desk, which is just so awful. And I haven't figured out a way. People are calling it the desk incident because there's some really horrible ways of like saying what happened. Anyway, she just tweeted this whole thing about how like any women have time in their lives to like just stand and film themselves doing that over someone's desk. Hell no.
That is true.
Women just don't know. Who has the bloody time to do that? Let alone like the, like, yes, the inclination, but also the time. Mm. There's no time. Everyone knows that. There's no time for anything.
There's no time for nothing ever.
Particularly if you're a woman. You're too busy, like, taking on the mental load and looking after everybody and caring for your sick parents as well as, like, trying to, like, fight the patriarchy. No one has time to bloody wank on a desk.
That's what they should call it, the wank on the desk incident.
It's so awful. Anyway.
All right. We'll see you next week where hopefully nobody's wanked on a desk. Goodbye.
Sorry. I know. I feel like I need to preface this by saying I'm sorry for my rage. But also I'm not.
You don't seem sorry. You shouldn't be sorry.
We've been suggested a podcast. Please come back and listen next week.
Sick. Okay, bye.
Thanks to Collings for editing.
Bye, Collings.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.